2:30, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Kirsten Waters with Bailey Stead and Karen Ho. In the weather, it's a cool and cloudy 0 degrees outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. In news, the TTC are resuming talks to prevent an upcoming strike. In sports, the Leafs have just missed the playoffs for a third year in a row. In entertainment, CBC's Radio Orchestra has just been canceled. Now, to our top story. The TTC and its Transit Workers Union will continue contract talks today. The strike deadline was supposed to be Tuesday. It's now postponed until the earliest end of next week. Both sides have met with provincial mediator Bruce Janisse. These meetings brought them back to the bargaining table. The union has been saying all along they'll cooperate as long as they're getting somewhere in the discussions. They want the TTC to improve benefits for workers who have been injured while working. Union workers are hoping that because the TTC wants to talk, they might reconsider their stance. A Seneca College business student is suing the Toronto police. Lloyd Campbell says that he was assaulted and tasered last summer by Toronto police officers. At the time, he was with friends and family in the entertainment district. He says that he was hurt while trying to put his hands behind his back. Campbell now wants $10,000 for damages. He's trying to prove his case in a small claims court. So far, the police have denied Campbell's allegations. Think teens are smoking more cigarettes these days? Health Canada's most recent tobacco surveys shows teen smoking is currently at its all-time low. But as Anisha Hutchinson reports, some East Scarborough teens say otherwise.
Health Canada reveals that teen smoking is at its all-time low, with only 15% of teens smoking today. Chinzia Pistrato is a grade 12 student at Pope John Paul II Catholic Secondary School. She's one of many teens who believe today's youth are smoking more.
I think probably they think it's a cool thing to do. And, like, in some cases, it's something to do. Like, you know, like, let's say you don't really fit in the cast. And then, you know, you go out for lunch, you're kind of just standing at the front looking like you don't really have anything to do. That's kind of why I started. Like, I didn't have anything to do in between. I was like, okay, smoking, that's all right, that's fine. It's not too bad of a thing to start. And I think, like, when you see other people doing it, and I think peer pressure, like, if someone offers it to you, it's very difficult to be like, oh, no.
Pistrato started smoking in grade 9 and quit just a few months ago. She says that teens are still smoking today and turning to marijuana instead of tobacco. Many teens believe that marijuana is less harmful than cigarettes. Studies show smoking one joint of marijuana can be just as harmful as 20 cigarettes.
I think that if motivated to do anything, whether it's quit smoking weed or quit smoking cigarettes, you need to find a personal motivation. Like, you can do things for other people, but in the end, like, it's what really affects you. Like, if I promised my sister I wouldn't smoke, then I'd still smoke, but I just wouldn't tell my sister because I wouldn't want to disappoint her.
She says that most of her friends don't smoke, while many younger students do. As for Pistrato, she has quit smoking and denies replacing cigarettes with marijuana. Anisha Hutchinson reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
Former Toronto Mayor David Crombie is backing up Toronto. He's helping the city fight a big box retail development. The stores are going to go up on Eastern Avenue in the Film Studio District. The city wants the provincial government to step in and do something. At a news conference yesterday, Crombie supported this suggestion. Beginning May 20th, the Ontario Municipal Board will discuss the case in a 12-week hearing. Toronto butcher Jose Lima just won $14.5 million. Today he's giving his 50 employees $5,000 each of the Lotto 649 winnings. On April 3rd, he's handing out 1,000 boxes of chicken legs at his Bloor Street West shop. And that's all with the latest news. Now here's Bailey with sports.
Thanks, Kirsten, and hello, everyone. Well, the Toronto Maple Leafs' playoff dreams are officially over. They played the Boston Bruins last night and lost 4-2. This is the third consecutive season the Maple Leafs have missed out on the playoff spot. The Leafs are now 8 points behind the Bruins and the Flyers, and they only have 4 games left. The odds are no longer in their favor. They had a decent run this year, though, with 12 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tie. The Vaughan Kings won the Greater Toronto Hockey League Championship yesterday. The Kings goaltender, Ryan Gallagher, played an outstanding game. He led his team to a 4-0 shutout. The Kings will represent the Greater Toronto Hockey League at the Central Region Championship in Ottawa from March 31st to April 6th. From there, they have a chance to advance to the National Midget Championship held from April 21st to the 27th. In basketball news, the Toronto Raptors have added Linton Johnson to their lineup. The former San Antonio Spurs forward signed a 10-day contract yesterday. They are hoping the 6'8", 205-pound Johnson will bring more depth to the wing positions. Veteran guard Derek Martin has been waived to make room for Johnson. The Toronto Blue Jays got some bad news yesterday. Scott Rolen announced he plans to extend his rehab. His Baltimore hand surgeon has advised he take the full 4 to 6 weeks to recover from his injuries. His quickest possible return date will be around the 21st of April. If he takes until early May to return, he will miss the first 33 games of the season. He was injured on March 23rd when he attempted to scoop a baseball from the ground. Unfortunately, the ball stayed up and struck his hovering hand. The University of Toronto Scarborough men's lacrosse team has just lost their second game this season. It was a roller coaster of a game with lots of energy involved. Our own Kirsten Waters has the story.
They played against U of T's engineering at the Varsity Field Athletic Center, known to everyone as the Bubble. Scarborough was up 3 points at the end of the first period and playing a great game. However, they fell behind in the second period after a 10-0 engineering run. But that didn't let them get discouraged. One of the game's standout players, Adam Chamberlain, reflects on the team's mood after the period.
I think we came a little bit flat-footed after the first. We were a little bit eager. We wanted to show these guys what we were all about. You know, we heard them talk on the sidelines. They didn't really think that much of us. So, you know, a lot of new guys, a lot of unproven guys. That doesn't mean that, you know, we don't match them talent-wise. We got the legs and we had enough guys on the bench. So I think we really stuck with them. But, you know, the talent differential really came through in the second and third period. So.
After a shaky second period, the guys got it together and scored 3 more points. The final score was 16-8 for engineering, but Chamberlain is still hopeful.
Our second game in now, I think we could definitely finish out the season with a couple wins, a pair of wins to close out. But I think we got a good chance.
The team's mentality is that win or lose, they're out there to have fun, and Coach Dallas Boyer backs that up.
He told us in the first tryout that win or lose, beers after the game always taste the same. So that's
Wednesday, the guys will play Trinity College. This is Chris.
Is after the game always tastes the same, so that's kind of the motto of the team.
Next Wednesday, the guys will play Trinity College. This is Kirsten Waters reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
Finally, the University of Toronto Scarborough will be hosting its 43rd annual athletic banquet next month. It will be held on April 5th at the Westin Prince in Toronto. The banquet promises to be a fun night for U of T's athletes. Drink tickets will be available at the door. Students are encouraged to book hotel rooms so there is no drinking and driving. Nominations have already been made and submitted to Ron Crozier. Pick up your tickets as soon as possible, as prices will rise closer to the date. And that's all from the world of sports. Here's Karen Ho with a look into arts and entertainment.
Thanks, Bailey, and hi, everyone. The CBC Radio Orchestra is going to be shut down. Yesterday, CBC officials say they simply couldn't afford to keep the 70-year-old orchestra going. Comprised of 35 musicians, the Vancouver-based radio orchestra is currently the last one of its kind in North America. Its final concert season will be held in November. The New York Times reports that American historians have found a recording of the human voice made 17 years before Thomas Edison patented the phonograph. The 1860 recording was made on a phonautograph by a Parisian inventor, Edouard Léon Scott de Martinville, and features 10 seconds of a French song. In Toronto, an award-winning poet has managed to be intellectual, erotic, and even bestial, all in a single performance. At Toronto's Art Bar Poetry Series at Clinton Tavern, Stephen Humphrey reports.
Please welcome Angela Rawlings.
Toronto's long-running Art Bar Poetry Series is known for being eclectic. One of their featured poets was Angela Rawlings. She's a thinking poet's poet, but she's also a performer. She knows how to reach an audience.
Wolves, the low noise of the noise, wolves howl, wolves overwhelm the tree line, wolves know the moon, their silhouettes, wolves, wolves, who will howl, wolves, moist souls, their sauna wolfish wolves, with their noses, noises, no wolves, wo-ho-ho's, wo-wo-woo!
I was thinking a little bit too around these these arch literary themes of man versus nature, man versus the supernatural. So kind of thinking about this versus thing and a tendency to use the pronouns in English anyway as a signifier of ownership or of possession. Starting to think about, like, this is my tree, this is my garden, this is my dog, this is like that.
So no, sorry, a two-year-old logic.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Rowling's new poem has the working title Ecology. She hopes to spit it into a piece for many voices with her performance troupe, Theater Co-Mutiny.
Wow. Wow. Wealth. Thank you.
This is Stephen Humphrey with the Art Bar Poetry Series at Clinton's Tavern in Toronto.
Finally, Sweet Life Arts for Youth is looking for aspiring teen actors, singers, and dancers. The not-for-profit program is launching a performance of Andrew Moody's The Language of Heart in Scarborough. Sweet Life is currently seeking 30 performers between the ages of 15 and 20, and auditions are taking place this Saturday at Christchurch Anglican. Now, back to you, Kirsten.
Thanks, Karen. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great afternoon.